Indian Navy's INS Tig deployed to search for 16 people, including 13 Indians who drowned off the coast of Oman. Operation begins. INS Tig. Indian Navy warship INS Tig has been deployed to search for 16 people, including 13 Indians, who drowned in the Gulf of Oman. INS Tig has been deployed along with Omani ships and personnel along with maritime surveillance aircraft PATI to carry out search and rescue operations after the Comoros flagship sank. The Indian warship was making an operational turnaround in the area from where it was directed to carry out search and rescue operations on July 15. Defense sources said the warship had located the capsized oil tanker on the morning of July 16. A Comoros-flagged oil tanker carrying 16 crew members, including 13 Indians, capsized in the Sea of Oman, according to the Maritime Security Center. The tanker was reportedly headed to the Yemeni port of Aden and capsized near Dukma, Oman's major industrial port. All 16 people on board are still missing. Indian Navy warship INS Tig has been deployed off the coast of Oman along with maritime surveillance aircraft PATI to carry out search and rescue operations. The Indian warship and aircraft are being assisted by Omani ships and personnel in the search for the missing crew members. Three Sri Lankan citizens were also among those who drowned. The Maritime Security Center on Tuesday confirmed that the Comoros-flagged oil tanker, carrying 16 crew members including 13 Indians, sank near Oman's major industrial port Dukma. The crew of the Prestige Falcon included 13 Indian nationals and 3 Sri Lankans, the Omani Center said in a post on social media platform X. An oil tanker flagged by the African country Comoros went missing after sinking off the coast of Oman, leaving 16 crew members missing. According to shipping website marinetraffic.com, the ship had left Dubai's Hamriya port and was heading to Yemen's port city of Aden. Dukma port is the main hub of Oman's major oil and gas mining projects.